have today and seek God. There's, if we don't pray and get hold of God, we'll never have a move of God like we need to have. Proverbs 24, verse number 16. For a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. For a just man falleth seven times, that man's gonna get up again. Come here tonight and tell you to get up.
All right.
Amen. When you fall down, you get up. Going a little bit different here the first night in camp meeting. And I feel in my soul tonight, there's men and women in this house.
But
you need to hear a message. Don't get up. You may be down and out. You face a lot of closing trials in the last year. I'm telling you, by the help of God, you get up.
Amen.
Alright. I may be defeated. I may say it 100 times in 15 minutes, but I'm telling you, get up. Let God hit you. Let God hit you one more time. I want to pray in my eyes. He told me, he said, Brother MacDonald, his name's David. He said, Brother MacDonald, I went to pick up one of my little nephews one day to take him to church, and said when he came out of the house and he started out, he stumbled down the steps and fell down. And said, last time I saw him, he was at the top of the stairs. And he said, I looked around, didn't see him anymore, and said, I got out of the truck and saw him laying down on the ground. I walked around where he was and said he was getting up and brushing himself off and knowing his mama was going to be coming out the door pretty quick. And he spoke these words and said, Uncle Dave, I fall down. Uncle Dave, I fall down. And he told him, he said, well, son, just get up and brush yourself off real good. I want to tell you, every one of us have seen the times that we fell down. Every one of us, brother, have faced things this past year that we've never faced before. But by the help and the grace of an almighty God, we've got up one more time. We push ourselves off one more time. We told demons and devils to hell one more time by the help of God. And by the grace of God, I'm going to kill them.
Come on!
Coming through the door, there's a boy that said, Brother MacDonald, we prayed for you, heard you've been sick. And I have been. Worse than a year, not using wisdom in a lot of areas, taking care of myself. Came down with pneumonia. For 21 days, I laid flat on my back in my trailer. I'd look out the window and see my people going to church, and the devil told me, you'll never preach again. So weak in body, could hardly breathe. And I want to tell you, after 21 days of laying on that bed, God spoke to my heart one more. He said, I'm going to heal you. Get the heart and heart. God spoke to me and said, you're going to get your healing in the morning. Amen. I was laying in that bed. Sister MacDonald left the house. I thought, well, Lord, here it is. It's daylight. It's morning. I'm not healed yet. And God said, get up, you'll be healed. Amen. I'm going to tell you, on the 21st day of that pneumonia, brother, I rose up out of that bed, came up. I got my strength again. I was shouting in the mouth of hell. You may have been going through trouble and trials and tribulations. But I want to tell you about the fact that that man fell down 7 times. But every time he got up one more time.
Yeah.
Just get up and look at the devil there in the face and say, by the help and grace of God, I think I can make it. Oh, amen. Don't you look for who's out of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God of heaven, let devils and powers of hell come. The Bible said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down.
Amen.
For the Lord upholdeth him with his hand.
Thank
God, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. So I was telling one place underneath is his everlasting arm. When I fall down, God is there to catch me. When I stumble there, God is there to lift me up. David told us in Psalms 51, when old David committed sin, David went against God. But the Bible tells us in the Word of God, he cried and said, be merciful unto me, O Lord. I'm going to tell you tonight, sir, I care not what you've done. I care not what you face. There's a God tonight that loves you. When I go down, he's able to reach down and pick me up. When 10,000 devils says quit, when demons and devils of hell says God don't love you anymore, when the devil said there's no use in praying, there's no need in seeking God, you failed, you've done wrong, you're down. I want to tell you, get up from where you're at. I want to tell you, child of God, amen. Praying out there in that closet this afternoon, I felt the glory of an almighty God sweep over my soul. Listen to me. I'm trying to tell you, young lady, tonight, that God loves you tonight. I don't care what you face. I don't care what you've gone through. Son, I don't care how many times you've stumbled, how many times you've failed. Preacher, brother, I don't care what's come up in your life. I want to tell you, by the help and grace of God, you can rise up above that. Some of you tonight, the devil's had you tonight. and it feels like there's an iron steel clad fence around you, I'm going to tell you by the help and grace of God, you're coming out of that tonight. I said by the voice of God, you're coming out of that tonight. He backed you up against the wall. He told you nobody loves you. Nobody's concerned about you. Everybody in the church is down on you. But the only thing you don't know, they've been a praying for you. I said they've been a praying for you. They've been praying, God help my brother. God help my sister. I know they're facing things they've never faced before. And they've been a praying for you. I'm going to tell you two things are going to happen about it. Number one, their prayer is going to be answered. And number two, you're coming out of it. Hallelujah! It's the man that won't get up. It's a man that's a loser. It's a man that won't get up. That's a man that's going to hell. That's a man that's not going to make it. It's the one that throws in the towel, brother. When things look bad, that he is the men and women to die. For the fact that we're all out. Some folk in the church, they want people to get in. They don't want them up. Because when they up, buddy, they know they got the goods and they're going to do something. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
The just man falleth seven times and riseth up again. He's going to stay down this time. I remember years ago as a young convert, the troubles came my way. I can tell you a lot of stories. I was preaching in the state of Texas. One girl told me at the church she's getting some tapes. She said, man, you got more stories than Reader Digest. I'm telling you. Oh, but hear me. And I was facing some things. And I had always been a shouter, and I'm still a shouter. I'm still an aisle runner, brother. Thank God, I'll tell you what, I've been preaching with God for years, but you know what's outside my car in the middle of the highway? Shout!
God,
and I've got to top these tunes that gets just right. But I was down, you hear me? The lady came in the room there where I was, my wife and others. When she left out that room, this woman said, well, we going to see how much of God he's got now. When I heard that, son, I said, Brother Dean, you come help me.
Amen.
I mean, the very one that just shot her mouth off and said, we going to see how much of God he's got. Well, I knew I had enough of God, but there were some of me still alive, too, that I hadn't crucified yet. But I hadn't buried yet. I just said, well, bless God, I'm going to show you something. I'm going to come up from here. I'm going to live right. I'm going to live sanctified. I'm going to live dedicated. I'm going to live holy. I'm going to tell you, brother, when they're talking about you, and when they're running you down and think you can't make it, and they're looking down on you, they better watch out. When they may be sanctified in you, they're saying to you, to you, to you, to the world. I need that to live for God one more day. I need that to live for God one more day. I need that to church one more day. I need that to shout one more day. Amen. You know, the Bible tells us, don't listen to men of God. There comes time when men of God get down. Four times, Dick said he went down. Isn't that right? But thank God he come out of it. Listen to me. When my soul fainted within me, I remember the Lord, and my prayer came unto thee into thy holy temple. When I got down, I began to pray again. When I got down, I began to seek God again. I'm going to tell you, sometimes God that pressure and let things come our way. But the Bible said in the Word of God, but with it, he'll make a way of escape. Things come our way, sir. And I'm afraid that's one thing out of that scripture that we miss and that we overlook, amen. But with it, thank God he'll not put more on us than we. Thank God he came up. Oh, yeah. Even out of the belly of hell, cried out. I'm going to tell you, there wasn't no fire down there, son. But anywhere away from God is hell. Did you hear me? You hear tonight, you backslid. You're away from God. Anywhere away from God is hell. Anywhere away from the touch of God is hell. Hey, preacher, you just well hush. You can't preach now. You failed last Sunday morning.
Come on, man.
When I fall down,
get up.
Hey, you ain't gonna hit a home run every week. I don't watch it, brethren. We'll strike out more than we hit home run. That's right. Well, again, let me insert this. When you think you struck out, you might have hit a grand slam. Oh, that's right. When you think you might have done your work. Amen. I remember one Sunday morning I preached. And in that service, I'm telling you, I'd get hold of it 1 minute and leave me the next.
Amen.
I mean, tell you, I had no one but there. I'm preaching like a monkey's on fire. And then it's like nail in a primer. I know you never been like that, but that's the way I was. And I got out there to the best of you, me and my wife. And she asked me, said, honey, do you mind this? But I said, no, go ahead. I don't mind constructive criticism. That's right. Smile, folks.
Amen.
You're allowed to give constructive criticism.
Oh, my, my,
my. And she said, honey, I'm asked. She said, you kept talking about a certain key this morning. But I'll ask you, but every time you call his name, it seemed like that wasn't his name. And, I guess I said Nabuck Chad, and it's supposed to be somebody else. But anyhow, I said, well, I guess I missed the name, which I did. Here it is, a lady in my church. She's just about a theologian. She's coming to church out, Pastor Den. I knew when she got by me, she'd go put it on me, brother.
Yeah.
And when I mean the closer she got, she broke down and started crying. She walked up to me and grabbed my hand, tears running down her face. She said, Brother MacDonald, I've heard you preach time and time again, but I've never heard you preach like you did this morning. You talking about blessing me and being me. You said me, I want to tell you 1 minute I was down, and the next minute I was up. Amen. Pastor Lee, he cried out to God. If the Bible said in the Word of God, he got his prayer and forgive by so many words. And he went on into Nineveh and preached the eight word message yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. And the Bible said, so the people of Nineveh believe God. What am I trying to say? When men of God pray through, when men of God get up, when men of God get up, when men of God get up, and they bring this bad message, and God wants them to preach, it don't make no difference where it's 8 words or 8,000, brother. It's just preached off the Bible. And the Bible said the people believe. Get up, amen. The devil said, I can't do it. Get up and do it again. Brother Baker, I preached him several revivals. His wife passed away this past year. He told me, he said, Brother MacDonald and she, and they have both been working in the ministry together for some 40 years, perhaps. He said that the devil told me in this particular church, said, Pastor, great church. He said, we pastored this one church almost 20 years. He said, it was the hardest thing in my life to do, was to walk in that pulpit on Sunday morning, that first Sunday morning, Sister Ruth. The hardest thing I ever did in my life was walk in and preach the first Sunday morning without her being happy. And looking at that empty space where she sat. And I want to tell you, Brother Baker came up from that. Listen to me tonight, sir. You may be facing things. Listen to me tonight, baby. Amen. I come to tell you, get up from where you're at. I come to tell you, I don't know what you're facing tonight. I don't know what you're going through, but I know late last night as I was praying and reading my Bible, what God told me to tell the people tonight, to get up, amen, just get up before you and say, Father, help of God, I believe I can make it. I got somebody to help. I believe I can help. I got somebody to help. I believe I can go one more day. It looks rough. It looks gloomy. Amen, Brother MacDonald, claim the power in the world. I know they have children. I know you face your friends. Come on, shout it tonight. God has met you. God has met you, young man. God loves your soul. He's on your side.
God,
yes.
He's on your side. Hey, preacher.
Thank you, Jesus.
When I was in his study, I mean to tell you, he hung in there for about 3 or 4 hours. Finally went back out to the house on Sunday, Saturday night. He told his wife, said, well, honey, said, I've been all through it. He said, there's not a new preacher there in the morning, not another one. But if there's not a new one there in the morning, we sunk. He said, I've gone through handfuls on purpose to quit the sermon starters and everything else. He said, it's in the end. He told us to let's get the children to bed and we'll pray a while.
Yeah.
He said they fell out on their knees somewhere around 10 o'clock. 11 o'clock, they still praying. Somewhere around 11:45, she walked over where he was, knelt down by him, and said, the scripture comes to my mind, if any two agree together, touch me and thank God. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
She said, honey, let's agree that God saved somebody today. Let's believe God give us a move of God in there. 10,000, that was setting you down, brother. 10,000 demons said you can't have a move of God. 10,000 devils said you had camp meeting last year, but you won't have it this year. It'll be a few nights later. I'm going to serve notice on demons and devils of hell right here tonight. We're going to have it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ah, yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Said the next morning, got up, had a radio program, went down the radio program that morning, had a message burning in his heart. Instead of having this, had a 30-minute program, instead of having the usual announcements and 15 minutes of playing the music and then about 5 or 10 minutes preaching, said he tore out preaching. Said he preached for about 30 minutes. There's a Baptist song group, singing group, was to come on after him on the radio program. And they were standing outside waiting for him to get through, and they took a poster and wrote on that poster and held it up in front of him and said, take our time, preach on, we'll pay for it. Come on out. Don't tell me to get out. Brother was there that morning. He made the statement, said there can't no preacher get next to me. He said, I had him in Sunday school if I'd have wanted him. Said, if I'd give a holler call in Sunday school, I could have got him right then. But he touched his text, the master has come and called for me.
Yeah.
Amen. But he preached God's word and said when he gave the altar call for singing, said the deacon's brother come running down the aisle, fell on his face and gave his heart to God, and said the old deacon shouted all over the church on his knees. He ain't never seen him do that. I'm telling you, brother, down, get up. They asked him again and again, and the Bible said the third time he said, I don't know him. And the clock crew, and the Bible said, the word of God, and the Lord looked upon him. He never said a word, he just looked at him. I've had the Lord never rebuke me, but just look at me through his word. Come on, say amen. For here is the whole thing in a nutshell. The Bible said he went out and wept bitterly. He went out and wept bitterly. And you'll find it in Acts chapter number 2 and verse number 14. It reads like this. And Peter stood up with the 11. Amen. On the page of them. Come on. If you'll be internet, you'll stand up with the 11. If you be internet, you'll stand up with an innumerable number of the internet kingdom. If you'll be internet, you'll stand up on the shoulder. Get up for me, get up. And you know, some of you just about ready to get up. Some of you just about ready to get up and lay your foot on that devil's head.
Come on.
And say, you had me down long enough. And I'm coming up. Hey, amen. You remember when you failed that fourth time? You came up from there, didn't you? The fifth and the sixth, you came up from there, didn't you? Thank God this is the seventh time. Hey, amen. You came up then. I want to shout it. Come up now. I want to shout it. You come up now. You hear me tonight? I don't care what you're facing. You may be here tonight. You're backstabbing. You're on your way to hell. Hey, amen. I don't care what you're going through tonight. You said I tried to live for God before. Just look at me, saints. I'm trying to live for God before. I'm trying to serve God before. That don't make any difference how many times you tried it. I'm going to tell you, you may be that shit tonight. But I'll tell you tonight. I'm going to live for God. You can let your way to the Lord. And find the place of the Lord. And find the place of the Lord. And say, my God, tell us. And my God, please. I can live for God. I'm here for God. I'm going for God. You might have tried it before. The devil might have thought he had you with it. But you made it. We got people in our church. Amen. For the Lord, backstreet, we can see people saved.
Amen.
I said, we've been seeing people say,
amen.
Had a man Sunday before last on Sunday night. Power of God failed. I don't know after years, I don't know if I ever have been passed over one Sunday morning and Sunday night service without preaching the gospel. Amen. But the Holy Ghost failed both services. Amen. That sinner man sat there that had told me, I can't come to the altar kneel. My knees are in bad shape. Oh, but he came that night. Yeah, I'm telling you, you may be mad.
Come on,
but you're coming out of it.
Amen.
Will God help me? God help me. God's going to bring me out.
Yes.
I want you standing with me all over the house tonight. That man may fall 7 times. He'll get up again. Husband and wife, you may have fell before. But you won't get up again. Demons and devils of hell are telling you can't do it. And I want to shout in the mouth of hell you're going to do. I want you to lift your hands tonight. I want you to tell that devil you lying devil. Come on, you lying devil. I'm coming out of here. You lying devil by the healthy grace of God, I'm coming out of here. We've been facing this long enough. We've been going through these things long enough. And my God, can we come out of it tonight? I want to ask you why you're standing. Amen. I want all the preachers, if you will, if you come line up across here and face the congregation, what you doing? Line up across the front. We're going to look at them. We're going to get the witness
tonight.
Line up all the way across the front there. Come on, amen. Any of you sisters in here, you preaching the gospel, come on up here. Amen. God of heaven, we're here tonight. I said, we're here tonight, amen, to worship God and let God have his way. Amen. And I'm asking you, look at
I'm not going to. I'll come to help you. You say, Brother MacDonald, and I'm not here to embarrass you. But you say, Preacher, I'm not where you were talking about tonight. I'm in that cage. Seems like the devil's got me blocked off in every direction I turn. But I want God to help me tonight. And I'm going to come out of this tonight. I'm going to rise up tonight. I'm going to get up. I want you to come down there and all over the house. Come on. Come on. I don't care who you are, how long you've been in church, what your name is. Let me tell you something, my friend. If we know what you'll do, you'll have, but the devil will tell you tonight there's no need to join us.